The United Nations Relief and Works Agency UNRWA for Palestinian Refugees has criticized Israel for hampering efforts to build new schools in the Gaza Strip as it continues to restrict the entry of construction materials. UNRWA said that it has been unable to provide schooling for some 40,000 Palestinian children, and overcrowded classrooms are a common sight across the tiny enclave. Israel justifies the restrictions by claiming that the new planned schools are located near military installations of Hamas. But UNRWA says the schools will be located in populated areas that are in bad need for new schools.
The Israelis said that it is close to Hamas headquarters, to military headquarters of Hamas movements. It is not justified. It's not true, actually, because it is a bulldozed area, that a place or a building that had been destroyed during the war in Gaza Strip.
UNRWA says it needs to build around 100 new schools and reconstruct those damaged or destroyed during the 22-day war. But not a single school has been built since 2007, when Israel and Egypt tightened their siege of the territory. The UN says Gaza, devastated by the war and years of siege, needs tens of thousands of new apartments to accommodate population growth. It also needs construction materials for thousands of homes damaged or destroyed during the war. According to the Israeli human rights group Gisha, only about 60 truckloads of the cement, steel, and gravel have come in each month for the past 3 months, compared to 5,000 a month before the siege.
It is very necessary for the Gazans students to have more schools because of the high population inside the schools, and UNRWA needs to expand and to facilitate the mission of education before to the Palestinian and the Gazans pupils and the students.
The agency runs some 200 schools across the territory. 30 of them were damaged during Israel's war in Gaza. About 500,000 of Gaza's 1.5 million population are of school age.
Officials say the Israeli refusal to allow building materials would complicate the educational problem and violates the right of education of many here. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.